Word games tap into a primal learning instinct. Letter blocks are one of the first toys we give to young children, and spelling quizzes, spelling bees in America, crosswords and anagrams are all used in the classroom to help memorize vocabulary. The ancient Romans loved puzzles. The first known word square, the mysterious Sata Square, was found in the ruins of Pompeii, destroyed in 79 AD, and has turned up on other archaeological sites. The square contains a five-word Latin palindrome, a word or sentence that reads the same backwards or forwards. But no one is sure what it was meant to communicate. Riddles, which use wordplay and other devices to misdirect the solver, are also ancient and ubiquitous. The Exeter Book, an 11th century old English manuscript, contains around 100 of them. The Victorian era saw a boom in enigmas, visual word games such as acrostics, where the first, last, and sometimes middle letters of each line form a hidden word or words. Crosswords became popular in the 1800s, but took their recognisable form in around 1913. Arthur Wynne, a British immigrant living in New York, needed something to fill space in the Christmas edition of the New York World Fun Pages, so he used a new technology that could print blank grids cheaply to create a set of boxes and clues to help the player fill in the blanks. It became the most popular feature of the page during World War I. While the British initially worried about the crossword, they saw it as an American import that would waste workers' time. It became accepted as a respectable, intellectual pastime. It was a Briton, Edward Powers Mathers, a.k.a. Torquemada, who introduced cryptic crosswords in the 1920s. The US composer Stephen Sondheim is credited with introducing cryptic crosswords to America in the late 1960s with a series of puzzles he created for New York Magazine. While some clues can be infuriating, word games are unarguably relaxing on the whole, relieving stress, distracting from worries, and offering an emotional boost when you solve the puzzle. What's more, while seemingly introspective, they are also very good at encouraging communication with others.